story earlier, where you'll have little police shakedown teams on the streets and the bus stops. And if you don't answer all their questions and show your papers, you'll be drug off to the gulag. And again, joining us is the candidate, Libertarian candidate running for governor in Ohio, Bill Peirce. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for governor, and then tell us how Ohioans are handling this new nightmare legislation.
Well, I taught economics at Case Western Reserve University for about 35 years, and then I retired, and decided that there were so many things wrong with the way the state was governed that I should run for governor and get my message across, message of freedom. So the problem that I find with this legislation, well, there are a lot of problems. One, it's unnecessary because we have plenty of criminal law already, and we don't need to add more. But it has these specific provisions that we're really moving toward a national ID kind of state where you'd have to have your papers with you at all times.
Well, you're an astute gentleman, Professor. I'm sure you've noticed that magically other cities are doing this. Suddenly, Viper, TSA, Air Marshals are on the streets of Dallas. It's on the news, shaking people down, demanding papers. In Miami, the police say they're just going to surround shopping malls and search everyone. I mean, the Nazis didn't even do that on a routine basis.
Well, whenever you have a war, the government seizes great powers, and a war on terrorism is difficult because there's no real beginning and no real end.
Oh, it's a perfect nebulous. It's much better than the old Soviet Cold War. This is just a bonanza.
Right. And, you know, citizens just have to be alert all the time when the government starts taking more powers. And this is one of those times. We just have to stand guard and protect our rights.
So, well, I agree with you. I'll be honest. I learned of this morning. I printed off the bill. It's lengthy. I haven't had time to go over it all. I'm reading some of the provisions out of the newspaper. Tell us specifically, as a scholar of this, and looking at it, why you're particularly upset. I mean, what do you think some of the more egregious language is?
Well, this first provision, the intrusions on privacy. Show us your papers if you're in any transportation site, including an airport, a railroad station, a bus station, and also you're going to have to be required to show your identification if you are anywhere near where a policeman thinks the crime has been committed or might be committed.
Well, I saw Ridge say this as Homeland Security Director 3 years ago. He said, what you see in the airport is the model for everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. And of course, that model includes lots of bureaucratic confusion, so it doesn't really make us safer. It just takes away our liberty.
Well, take surgery or take dentistry. You know, you use a certain burr, a certain tool for a certain thing. And, this is like they're trying to, I mean, clearly they know what the configuration of all of this, quote, security is: classical mass oppression, Soviet Nazi, total despotism, Stalinistic, Gulag Archipelago type stuff. On the surface, 101 in law enforcement training, this doesn't fit into that in any way to, quote, keep us safe. They know. I guess the public smokescreen is we want to keep you safe. But the government knows this is the classic configuration of mass oppression. So so the $64 million question is, why, Professor, our gubernatorial candidate, Mr. Peirce, why then do you think the government's doing this?
Well, I think that it's hard to oppose anything that sounds patriotic. I mean, you call it a national patriot act, and everybody in Congress has to favor it. You call it a state Patriot Act, and everybody in the state legislature has to favor it. Fortunately, there was some opposition, but still, it's very difficult politically.
Well, I never properly finished my analogy, but it's like instead of using a small drill bit to fix a tooth on a root canal, it'd be like if they came in with a huge gas-powered jackhammer.
Well, that's true of some of these provisions, like the ID provisions, but some of it is just plain ridiculous. You have the state now passing all these regulations about biological, chemical, radiological, and nuclear weapons in the hands of terrorists, and surely if anything like that happens, it's going to be prosecuted under federal laws anyway. We certainly don't need a state law against having nuclear weapons.
Well, I agree with you. Now this is going to the Governor Taft's desk. Is he a relation to the Skull and Bones Taft president?
The Taft family, yes.
Yeah, he, not he, only he, the okay, then is this Governor Skull and Bones, I wonder?
I don't know. He was a Yalie.
He definitely is. Then yeah,
he's a great grandson of the president, and
the Tafts are founders of Skull and Bones. Some of the founders. So it's just it's the same scumbag families. Well, he's leaving now. You were telling me. So who are you running against? I mean, what's your competition saying? Are they going to slap all this on Ohioans, or are they saying they'll shoot it down?
I haven't heard any of the other candidates object. There are several Republicans and several Democrats who have declared an interest. Most likely bet so far has been that it'll be Ken Blackwell running as a Republican and Representative Ted Strickland running as a Democrat.
Yeah, Blackwell, the master of stealing elections.
He is now Secretary of State and is running for governor, yes.
I tell you, we got Skull and Bones on one side, Mr. Election Thief on the other, caught red-handed. So, but, you know, people ought to elect you. They ought to get a good libertarian in there. What would you do if you got elected, Mr. Peirce?
Well, my platform is, you know, I'm for individual rights, the whole Bill of Rights all the way. I'm running specifically on economic issues because that's my specialty, but that means cutting taxes and minimizing the regulations government puts in our way. It also means reforming education to allow parents to choose the schools for their children and the state money follows, and it means reforming the property tax so that people don't pay extra when they improve their property.
I tell you, Mr. Peirce, I mean, really, boiling it down, this is classical tyranny. I mean, this ought to scare people to death. This is just in your face. We're going to have checkpoints and shake you down. And every time I read these stories, it's we're going to fight terror and crime, quote, any threat to anyone. Well, that's Section 802 of the Federal Patriot Act, saying all misdemeanors are terrorism. I mean, were you aware they tried to get classical World War I Enemy Sedition Act passed in Rhode Island? Were you aware they're trying that in Florida with Jeb Bush? I mean, because my point is, in Oregon, they were going to give people life in prison for protesting. Sir, I'm not kidding. I have the Associated Press right here. I mean, I don't believe this, but I don't think, but it's true. I don't want to believe it, but I don't even think people that are informed like yourself realize how serious things are.
Well, I think that's right. This state legislation just crept up on most of us while we weren't looking. It didn't receive much publicity. And, you know, I'm hoping there's time enough to rally public support against it before the governor signs it. But there's a whole list of things. It's a lot like the McCarthy era when you had to declare that you weren't on the list of suspect organizations.
But McCarthy wasn't federalizing the local police. It didn't say we're going to surround shopping malls and search everyone. I mean, imagine there might be a terrorist somewhere in America. We have no idea where. So we're going to federalize local police and have them randomly go out and shake everyone down. I mean, this is literally like living in a prison. In a prison, they say, all right, shake down, open up, they're coming in, put your hands on. I mean, that's what the cops at schools. I have video all over the country released by the schools. They're proud of where they have the kids line up, all of them, put their hands up on the wall, and the police dogs come in. I mean, we're all being trained how to be prisoners here. But government, statistically, is just a gang with a flag who is more criminal on average than any other group. They have no business doing this.
Well, that's why we have to defend our liberties all the time, because it just creeps up on you. You lose one, and then you lose the next, and so on. And
it's not even creeping now, though.
Well, this is moving faster.
How about
right?
Pole vaulting?
Well, that's right.
People are talking about challenging in the courts. When Taft leaves, what about trying to get another bill introduced to, what's wrong with the legislature passing this?
Well, I don't know why they did it. Of course, it, you know, until Taft signs it, it's not law, but it's...
But he's saying he's going to sign it, right?
No, I haven't heard his statement.
Yeah, the news is saying he's expected to sign it.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, I mean.
It has a lot of these provisions in there. For example, it mandates the courts that find an alien guilty of anything to assume that he's a terrorist. You know, they're treating all immigrants as though they're terrorists.
Well, they always put that in there to sweeten it, to, quote, get the illegal aliens, but that's going to be selectively enforced. That's not going to be enforced.
Well, and those are the worst kinds of laws that are selectively enforced, because who benefits and who doesn't?
Well, the illegal aliens are already violating federal law. The illegal aliens are already felonious. They're already felons.
Sure, and there are crimes out there, but we have laws against them.
Well, that goes back to what you first said. We've already got layer after layer. I mean, how many millions of laws are there?
Oh, yeah. You measure it in yards, so you can't count them. I can't imagine what good will be done by having essentially all state licenses depend on whether you swear to, are you a member of an organization on the U.S. Department of State terrorist exclusion list?
That's right. The cops march up and start asking you, are you swear allegiance to the Führer and the Reich?
Yeah.
Are you part of the Nazi party? No, I'm not. That's it. Oh, load him up immediately.
Yeah, well, who's gonna answer these questions honestly?
Well, number one, don't we have a Fifth Amendment?
We do. It's still on the book.
But not according to these goons. They're going to love it, folks. They're going to love it. These low-grade morons are going to love ruining this country. Stay there, Mr. Peirce. I want to come back and talk about the Libertarian website there in Ohio, how we can support you. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And of course, this is all done with scientific precision. Well, the federal playbook. When they do it in Miami or Cleveland or Austin, Texas, it'll be an illegal alien who's here from Morocco, and why he'll have brown skin. I've seen this in other parts of the country, and it'll be on the news. There just so happened to be a camera there with him. It'll be, you know, local Fox. You'll actually watch this exact newscast in a few months. You'll be amazed. But it's not hard, folks. I've just seen how they do it. And the stupid reporter won't ask why the cops brought him along. And, well, he was arrested. Might be connected to terrorism alert. And luckily, these sweeps caught him. And then a couple years from now, it'll be you and your family coming out of the mall. Need to see your papers. Everybody's lined up. Up, got a warrant. Take them in. Just men in black masks looking around, watching everybody. Going back to our guest, who I really appreciate spending time with us, and he's Bill Peirce, running for governor in Ohio, where they're trying to pass their own little Patriot Act, their unpatriotic act. And, Bill, give us any websites or any information about how we can support you trying to run against all this.
Well, the easiest is to look for peirceforohio.com, and that's P-E-I-R-C-E for Ohio. AllWrittenSolid.com.
We got a link to that on InfoWars.com. What are you doing about old Blackwell, though? You know, he's really in control of those vote machines through his toadies. I mean, you know, is there any point of even running against his lordship? Or?
Well, that's something we worry about. You know, in the 2004 election, the Libertarians were trying to get ballot status, and we presented about 60,000 signatures. We needed 33,000 valid ones, and he simply rejected all the petitions because he didn't like the forms they were signed on. The Libertarian forms had an extra column so you could print your name, and he said that wasn't what he'd approved.
Oh, you don't want more documentation on your forms, no.
Oh, no, no. You wouldn't want to be able to read a signature. So that's what we're up against.
Well, I guess Ohioans who don't think they're in a police state are really going to enjoy this. Just, oh, you know, being lavished with checkpoints and being searched. There's other provisions in here, aren't there?
Oh, there are. It says that all state and local employees have to comply with the National Patriot Act and any federal authorities in immigration, terrorism, or executive orders of the president. So, you know, all municipalities and all state and local employees have to comply.
So really that's saying you're going, again, getting rid of the 10th Amendment, going under federal control, and the fraudulent commander-in-chief business that Bush has been announcing, which is only for the military, when there's a declared war. Well, now, again, that's this federalization of local communities.
Yeah, and I think the really dangerous part is any executive order of the president. You know, because lots of things become executive orders.
Well, the Attorney General says that Bush is above the law and is the law.
Yeah, well, that's not the way I read the Constitution, but maybe that doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I mean, I think Bush, it was reported, called it a GD piece of paper.
Yeah. We've always tried to rely on these pieces of paper to keep the government in check. Now, maybe it doesn't work anymore.
Well, the Declaration of Independence says that it's not just our right, it's our duty to abolish these forms when they become destructive of our liberty.
Yeah, I hope it hasn't come to that yet, but we have to be vigilant.
Well, I think we can still avert a lot of this, but I don't think it's all going to be peaceful. They're going to try to start fights. They want to make it physical. We want to avert that, but just down the road, it's just getting worse and worse, Mr. Peirce. No, I know. I'm just really shocked by all this.
It is disturbing. You know, I was hoping to run just on economic issues, which is my specialty, but of course you get into these things, you know, these become very important right away.
But would you say most Ohioans are upset about this?
No, I think most people haven't thought about it at all. It really hasn't received much attention in the press.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back.